Tomorrow you will be at home, says the beast. I give you a ring. If you want to come back to the castle, you must put your ring on the table. And he leaves. Beauty goes to bed and sleeps. In the morning, she opens her eyes and she is in her father's country house. She is so happy. She comes to her father's room. He gets up and smiles. He is not ill now. He is happy to be with his daughter. Beauty's sisters run to her. They are very unhappy. They have bad husbands. Their husbands are with them because of their gold. They do not talk with their wives. They only go to parties and have fun. They do not take their wives with them. The sisters see Beauty in her new blue dress. They listen to her stories about the beast. They understand that she is happy. They are very angry now. They feel jealous. Beauty says, "My dear family, I can stay only 1 week with you. Then I will go to the castle. If I do not go to the castle, the beast will die. Let's have a happy week together." The sisters go to the garden and say, "Beauty is so happy and we are not happy. We can keep her with us for a week and some days. The beast will die and she will be unhappy." The sisters make a devious plan. Now Beauty lives with her family for a week. She wants to go back to the castle, but her sisters begin to cry. They ask her, "Do not go, stay with us, we love you." They cry and cry. Beauty is sorry for them. She stays with her family. Now Beauty lives in the country house for 10 days. She sleeps and sees a dream. The beast lies on the grass. He is ill. He will die. He looks at her and says, "Why do you not come back, Beauty?" Beauty gets up. She is very sad. She cries. She says, "I am a bad, evil girl. The beast is alone. I miss him. I do not keep my word. I must go to the castle." Beauty puts her ring on the table and sleeps again. In the morning, she gets up and she is in the beast's castle. She is happy. Now it is evening. Beauty wants to have dinner with the beast, but the beast does not come. She goes around the castle. She looks for him, but he is not in the castle. Beauty remembers her dream. Beauty runs to the garden. She sees roses, and she sees the beast on the grass. The beast is very ill. Beauty cries. She falls near the beast and says, "Oh no, beast, I am so sorry. Do not die." The beast opens his eyes and says quietly, "Beauty, you are free now. I will die, but now I am happy because I see you." Beauty answers, "No, you must not die. You are so kind and polite. You like books. You love me. You must live to be with me. I will marry you and we will live together." All at once, the castle sparkles. Beauty is very surprised. She looks at the beast. But where is the beast? She sees a handsome prince in front of her. The prince says, "Thank you, Beauty. You love me as a monster, and now I am a man again." Beauty sees the fine lady from her dream, her father, her brothers and sisters, there in the garden. The lady says, "Come, Beauty, it is your reward. You love a real person, not only a face of a person. Beautiful people can have ugly hearts, and there can be a kind heart in an ugly monster. Now you are the queen here. You will be rich and happy." Then the lady looks at the sisters and says, "And you will be statues in front of the castle. You are evil and your hearts are ugly." And the sisters turn into statues. The fairy takes her wand and moves it. All at once, the prince, Beauty, and her family are in the castle. There are beautiful decorations and it is time for the wedding. Beauty and the prince become husband and wife. The prince takes Beauty's hand and they go to the balcony of the castle. They see many people in the garden. They say hello to their new queen, Beauty. Now the prince and Beauty live in their castle. They have many children. Beauty's family lives with them, and they are very happy together.